It's been a while, a long, long, long while since I've done a podcast. I think last time I was in here, I was with Guillermo, but hopefully y'all checked him out. He was a pleasure to have on here. I suggest that you go check that podcast out because y'all seem to love him because they had a lot of listeners. But this podcast right here is going to be on purpose, really, because it's one of, I think, as a millennial, as me being like 20, it's a thing I have to go through the most with. It's the thing we kind of like argue with, really, and we really people can't really sleep, and people can't really like. It's just like it's an anchor on you, because if you don't know your purpose, then you feel like you're just going through like, we'll get into it. You know what I'm saying? Monday philosophy back up in it. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. Anyway, man, hopefully y'all been doing well. Recently, it's been a hard 2019 and a hard 2020. Let me just start off with that. Two of my biggest role models passed away in the last 2 years, so that's really sad. I don't really have a lot of role models because, I don't know, there's just something that I like about people, specific people that it just clicks with me. One of those people were Nipsey Hussle. So when he died, very, very, very heartbroken. I felt that one. But when Kobe died, I don't think I would ever recover from that one. Even though like I'm living and I'm alive, I'm never gonna fully like get over that. Like Kobe is my number one favorite basketball player. He's the reason why I'm so competitive. Because he was like I said, my modern day Michael Jordan. And the way he thought was just brilliant. The way he spoke was brilliant. Everything about him was brilliant. But that one hurt. So it's been a rough 2020 already. But now that we're here, I'm gonna talk to you about purpose. And I think people, we get in this, like, this is where social media kind of comes in, and I'll say everything, but it's not really social media. So purpose is kind of, since when we get out of school, right, we get out of high school, we either go to college, but it's time and time again, it's being proven that college is really more for networking. You don't really get just people who graduate college and they just like don't do anything. There's also people who don't get out of high school and don't do anything, and they don't do anything. And everyone's trying to find their purpose, and that purpose kind of lingers over you, because the more time goes, every minute, every second, every hour, the purpose that you think you're supposed to have, if you don't find it, then you're never gonna really enjoy your life, which is why you're not really gonna be successful. Until you find out what you love and like what your purpose is, you know what I'm saying? And that really holds onto people. It kind of holds on me. It holds on people I talk to, especially at this 20 to like 25 age. Like there's some people who are getting rich. There's some people who are married and have kids. There's some people who still go out and party. There's some people who don't do anything. There's some people who, yeah, it just depends, you know? And so it's really up and down, but the social clock, it really gets to us, I feel like, definitely the millennials. And we just got to remember that. And turn in social media, then we're really on social media, so we can see the people that are the same age as us, kind of kind of compare ourselves to them. And there's some people getting rich, and like they said, and you're like, oh, where am I supposed to be? Where should I fit? And that kind of insecurity is reason why social media is bad. But at the same time, social media isn't the problem with that. It's your insecurity that's stemming it. You know what I'm saying? And so, and we all, I mean, we've all been through it before, I'm pretty sure. But I think we have to do a better job as, I mean, I really think the parents coming that were this generation that raised us, I just think that it was totally different from what's normal from then to now. And so, like, our parents are giving us now situations, like now opportunities. I mean, before opportunities, but it's kind of now, like from when our parents were kind of our age to now, a lot of things changed. You know what I'm saying? Just people who are getting rich from posting feet pics. You feel me? Like, what? Feet pics? Crazy. Like, nobody was doing. Marilyn Monroe was probably like, I don't know. I don't even know who their time was, but I digress. But I think we have to do a better job at lowering the anxiety of making sure that forcing your child to, you have need to be something by a certain age. And when you give someone it's kind of like a goal, but a goal that, like, a lot of goals that I hear is like, I'm going to be a millionaire by 25. You kind of set yourself up for failure, because not you set yourself up for failure per se, but disappointment if it doesn't happen. Because if you don't reach it at that, you've been working all the way towards it and you don't reach it, then you feel sad and you feel like you didn't accomplish your goals, and then that's a big goal, so then it's gonna have a big effect. So my thing more is we have to do a better job of just not pressuring the youngins. Yeah, we got to get out there. You know what I'm saying? You should try and go out there and taste a little bit of everything. You should go out there and check how everything works and feels and how you feel about everything. And you should try new things anytime you can to find out where you are. But people don't find their passions really until like 30 or 40. Like, there's people who don't find their passion until 50 and they become rich by like 55. There's people who find their passions early. There's people who find their... And really, the word, the whole, hold on, this is gonna get even little, even deeper. Hold on. Really, when you think about it, purpose, right? Purpose is what you feel like you're here to do. But to be quite frank, that doesn't really exist, really. And the purpose is dangerous, because if you live your whole life trying to find purpose, you'll never find it because it doesn't really exist. Is that weird? Because people find their purpose, but really you weren't. I don't think you were born here like that's going into more like religion and stuff. Like, you're here for a reason, but then like, I don't know if the reason is to do something or not to do something, you feel me? So we could be chasing like a pipe dream. Like, we might just be saying like, oh, none of this stuff work because it's not my purpose, it's not what I really want. But really, if there's no purpose at all for life and living, then we're just chasing nothing. We just suck at everything. We're just not good. Like, that's kind of a trip, because I feel like the purpose, when people think of purpose, they think of it as like a goal. Like, oh, I'm here to do this. That's my goal. Like, this is what I do. But I think the purpose in like your life and finding your life is not even finding what you're really good at. I think it's more along the lines of finding the right people to take this journey with you. Because there's a big difference between like being a like isolation and like being content by yourself. You know what I'm saying? like, the reason why I'm saying this and, like, how it all comes back together is because I feel like when you feel you're alone, like, you don't have no purpose and you're going through life, so you're like, oh, what am I gonna do? You feel so, like, you feel so much anxiety. But if you understand that being content with, like, life, and there is no purpose, your purpose is going to live life and making connections with people and just, you know, like, living and being alive and understanding that you're alive and there's no purpose to life except just living, then you understand that, shoot, like, life is just life. Now, this might, I don't like it to sound like it's kind of like a slacker mentality, but really, you really got to think about that. Like, people should really sit down and think about if this purpose exists, really. Or is our purpose just to be here and pass on? You know what I'm saying? Or does purpose have to do with finding what you're good at? But I really think it's a topic that needs to be spoken about, because everyone always speaks about purpose. Once you find your purpose, you got it. Like, then you'll be fine. But if it doesn't exist, then you're in a maze that's shaped in a circle. You're just going around and around looking for nothing, because you're just gonna end where you began. You know what I'm saying? But if you understand that and is content and are content with are content and you're content with understanding that life, or maybe that purpose is just purpose. It's just living life with the people around you that you take the journey with, and all the memories that you make with the people around you, then maybe that is your purpose. Like, you're living your life. You have memories that no one else have. You have memories that the person next to you might not have. You have memories, like, not memories, but you have experiences that maybe the person next to you didn't experience. And maybe that's purpose. You know what I'm saying? Maybe your purpose is to have your experiences with your certain group of people that you think fit the mold to how you want fit the mold for the people you want around your life while you're living. Example is, like, y'all know I have my close friend Casper, right? Casper's my dog. Now, I could live my whole life, I'm just saying, if I didn't know him, without Casper. Would my life be as dope? Don't know. But since he's here, we can laugh all fucking all day long. We could laugh all day long, and no one else will ever get that with him at that moment, because, like, that's our shared experience. So maybe when we go to heaven, or we go to wherever you want to say we go to, me and him are just gonna be talking and laughing, and people are gonna be like, what the hell? But they're gonna have their people to talk to and have their own experience. And maybe that's purpose. Maybe purpose is just living your life with the people around your life that you think are fit to be there, and you guys experiencing the memories and the memories and the experiences that you guys went through together, and you guys just lived. It's a thought, because people always think purpose as in, like, a tangible thing, like being able to touch, grab, get what you're supposed to be good at, something that's going to keep you living. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's just you're here and that's it. Ain't nothing more, ain't nothing less. Live your life and live it to the fullest. But again, what do I know? I'm just 20, about to turn 21 in June. Hey. Anyway, I know I haven't been here for a while, but I really don't. That was really something to think about. But just want to let y'all know that I do have a clothing brand that's called Evie Apparel. You can find it on Instagram at Evie Apparel 951. Check it out. It's, to me, it's I wear my hoodies everywhere. So it has a dope quote on the back that I made up. It's for self-empowerment and just mental health, like, awareness. Like, you should be able to speak on how you're, what's in your mind, and how you feel. You should have people that you, a good support system, and you shouldn't ever feel like you're alone. You shouldn't feel like you're trash. You shouldn't feel like a plastic bag, you know, drifted through the wind, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so it'll be really dope if y'all checked it out. We have hoodies, we have sweats. I'm still working on other stuff just because I love wearing my own stuff. You know, Nipsey Hussle said, you buy the block, you know what I'm saying? Own it, you know what I'm saying? So I have to do more of these because I've really been on one just thinking about a lot of things. So with my two role models dying, just life's just a trip, man. Tell the ones closest to you that you love them and all that stuff. And maybe you need to go out today and understand that your purpose is to live your life with the person that you love right now. And you should spend your time doing that instead of spending your time trying to get to the bag. Or y'all both can love each other while getting to the bag. Holla back. Anyway, I'm out of here. Hopefully, stay chill and stay hydrated. You know what I'm saying?